I'm Eric Carling. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Right now, joining us from Cummins, Mario Sanchez Lara. He is the Director of On-Highway Marketing Communications. Mario, thank you for being here. We appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Eric. Red Engines, Red Eye Radio. Yeah. I like it.
I love it. That's a great fit, isn't it?
Yes,
I love
it
that.
Is.
And, you know, let's talk a little bit. First of all, give us some background on yourself.
Thank you, Eric. I'm very happy to be here, and I've been with Cummins for 21 years, as of last week. And it's been a great ride. I have had the opportunity to be an engineer and then work with customer service and help customers get their job done every day, and more recently in the marketing
right.
And how do we get our message out and connect
right.
with our customers.
Yeah, give us some background. Everybody knows the Cummins brand, but give us some background on the company.
Well, it's a great company, and we're approaching our 100th anniversary. We started in 1919. And from our very humble beginnings in the Midwest, in the south of Indiana, in Columbus, Indiana, we have grown to be the global leader in manufacturing and commercialization of diesel engines, with presence all over the world, with very strong partnerships with original equipment manufacturers everywhere. And it's a very remarkable story, and it very much aligns with the Hoosier spirit of tenacity and long-term goals
right.
of achieving.
Right.
Clancy Cummins, which was pretty much who had a vision and wanted to do bring the diesel technology to really effective use in the beginning of last century, and he found himself in Indiana, and trying to find somebody that could help him to take that vision to reality.
Yeah.
And he landed in Columbus, Indiana, and with a local banker from the Miller family, he had the capital to do that. And it was tough at the beginning. The company did not turn a profit for the initial 17 years.
Mm.
But the vision was clear.
Yeah.
And we stayed with it, and our greatest years of expansion and growing as North America infrastructure and roads growth,
right.
We were right by the hand.
Right.
And also expanding beyond North America to overseas. And we were the first ones, for example, to go to start making engines and doing business in China. We have presence in pretty much everywhere around the world. Every time I travel internationally, I run into people that I say they were Cummins, and it's known.
Hmm.
And it's known by the reputation of the engines that go forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was not too long ago in Cuba, and you know, there was a engine that was probably made back in the 50s, still going strong.
Wow. Amazing.
Well, yeah. So it's a great company. I'm very happy to be part of it. And in my 21 years, I have seen a very exciting part of that history, going from producing engines and selling engines to also take a more conscious lead on the environment
right.
and applying technology to make diesel engine a clean engine. And we've been in the forefront of that. And over the last 10 years, more specifically here in North America, we demonstrated that we could achieve the efficiency, make good to the environment, and keep trucks running.
Yeah.
So
here we are at the spring of 2016, and it's a tremendous time because the equipment out there today is just outstanding in its performance and its efficiency. So let's break that down. Walk us through what's behind this. What is the technology at work here?
It's a very interesting story that I have the opportunity to be very close to it, because back in the early 2000-2001, I was a part of a group that we were working on looking at the technologies that we would use to achieve the goal that EPA wanted to by 2013. So in the process, we had to look at EGR, after treatment, whether to start using waste heat recovery in the form of turbo compound. And so I was part of the group working on that, and it was very clear for us that the reliability and uptime, it was something very important, because people in trucking, they do business.
Right.
Their truck is an asset,
right.
and if they're down, they just don't make money.
Right.
Right?
And right.
So we make a very, very good assessment of the technologies, and we saw that the first natural step was to apply exhaust gas recirculation, known as EGR.
Right.
And so we put our mind to it. A couple of technologies that we have in home or in-house, our fuel systems, our turbochargers, help us, because we have the ability to use variable geometry turbos and take a fraction of that exhaust gas back into the engine, reduce the oxygen content, lower the temperatures, avoid the formation of NOx, and we have a turbo that was able to adapt to that change in flow
right.
of the exhaust. And we were able to do that and launch in technology, and by 2006, we were doing very well with our solution being the most reliable. And we did a lot of testing during that time with after treatment, particulate matter filters, the SCR technology. But an element that was critical to have was low sulfur fuel. And that was not available until the end, very end of 2006.
Right.
And that is what provided the opportunity for after treatment to become an option and meet the next level of emissions in 2007.
Right.
And so if you remember, back in 2007 is when everybody had to introduce diesel particulate filters to deal with the soot or the particulate matter.
Right.
The fuel enabled us to do that.
Right.
And as we did that, a lot of people don't realize this, but we were trying to control the smoke and soot without those filters in the engine, in the combustion chamber. There were some requirements, and we were doing it. And in doing so, we were successful, but in a way we were starting to take some of the efficiency of the diesel engine is known for. So when the DPF came on and we were able to apply it, we were able to start taking some of the hurdle out of the power cylinder, what I
right,
call
right.
The internal combustion process, and let the after treatment help us. So we went through that in 2007, 2008, 2009, and in 2010, when it was the next step, and this, at that time it was NOx, the next reduction, a significant one. If you remember, there was a lot of debate whether people could do it without the use of SCR
right.
and AdBlue. We were very close and were very late on making sure that we were making the right decision for trucking industry to make sure that trucks are reliable, that trucks uptime is high. And so we made the decision that SCR was a technology that did that.
Right.
That we make that decision, and we went that way. And since 2010, we adopted SCR on our engines. And that, once again, helped us to let the combustion process, the power cylinder, to concentrate in the creation of power in the most efficient way, and take the hurdle of taking care of emissions out of the engine and deal with it with after treatment.
Right, right. right
and
right.
We did so. Of course, the new technology of after treatment, as any new technology, you go through the process of making it is good, making it better.
Sure, refining it.
Refining
right.
it, taking all those bugs out of it. And so here we are now in 2016. 6 years ago is when we introduced SCR. SCR,
yeah.
AdBlue is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody's familiar with it.
Sure.
What was the big drama about it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there seemed to be a lot. I mean, even going back to EGR back in, you know, October of 2002, there seemed to be the sky is falling from, you know, from, oh my goodness, here we go. And then again with EPA 07, and then again with SCR in 2010. And I think by 2010, I think we had learned a lot, with those other two changes or implementations and the process, where we started to see more, okay, maybe the sky isn't completely falling, mm-hmm. but we still had some, I guess, unfounded fears of what was going to happen. And what we found on the other side is not only is this working, but it's working and it's efficient.
Yes, and you know, so if you put it short, the story is we're basically letting the engines run in the way they run back in the middle of the 90s. Mm. After treatment is helping us to take care of the emissions.
Right.
So we're able to produce a lot of power.
Yeah.
In a very efficient way, and it's also happening at low RPMs.
Right. Yeah.
Right. That's what the diesels like to run. That's what diesels are great for. Is that torque.
Right.
At low RPMs.
Yeah.
And it's very simple. If you operate an engine at a lower RPMs, that engine is going to turn around less time.
Yeah.
Fewer times over his life.
Right. Right.
Basic.
Right.
It has to last
less
longer.
Less wear and tear. Right. Exactly.
It has to last longer.
That's just the way it is.
And that's one of the fears, that a lot of people are looking only at the technology complexity and they walk away not understanding how the technology is working and how it's actually making the engine to work more efficiently and in a less stress way.
Right.
And the benefits from it.
Right.
And I think that's where we see there is an opportunity to educate and help a lot of people to become confident and take on, you know, we understand trucks are not cheaper.
Right.
But at the same time, trucks are great. I was walking in the aisle and some of these trucks that are here, I almost feel like, man, I'm going to quit and I'm going to go
exactly.
The road.
Exactly.
Right? These are palace on wheels.
I want one of those, yeah.
And the technology is great. And the technology, so last year, because we see this opportunity, we decided back in the 30s, Clay C. Cummins really fought very hard to make a place for the diesel engine in the North America trucking.
Right.
Back in those days, gasoline was still very common in trucks, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But Clacy took their and his engines that were selling very well in industrial applications and in machining, and took them in a couple of vehicles, raised them in Indianapolis. We were the first ones to race a sports car on an endurance race with diesel power. This was in 1931.
Right.
So I tell that to everybody because a lot of people think it's Audi and it was in Le Mans. No, it happened in Indianapolis and it was Cummins and it was American Ingenuity at its finest that did that back in 1931.
Yeah.
And with all that effort that Clacy did, marketing as his best, which is showing the product, he turned heads and people started to say, hey, there is something here. And by the end of the 30s, going into the 40s, our engines were starting to become very popular and available in many trucks that we see today and many brands that we see today.
Yeah.
And so we said, let's do the same thing again. There is an opportunity to educate and there's an opportunity to showcase our product. So last year in Mid-America, precisely a year ago, we announced it, that we were going to have a redefining tour and our theme, which is still the theme that we are going with, is redefining efficiency.
Yeah, okay.
And so we took a convoy of trucks around Canada and North America, stopped in many places, connected with customers, show our technology. And the most impressive thing is a couple of these trucks were powered by our next generation X15 engine.
Hmm.
And when we did that, we even said, like, well, what's going to be the plan in case some one of these early prototypes engines fail? We never had to use the plan. The engines perform flawlessly, and we were able to demonstrate outstanding fuel economy. The story that I like to share from that trip is we hire a seasoned operators that we want their help to help us convey the message. And as they traveled with us and they were driving the trucks, they were just really surprised. And they told me, a couple of them told me, Mario, I was an owner-operator, and I was struggling. And I decided it was better for me to just go and get a job on a fleet. I love trucking and driving. I stay on it. But it was just very difficult to do it on my own.
Right.
And they said, you know, I'm looking at the fuel economy these trucks are doing. And wow. Yeah. I'm feeling like I can probably go back.
Right, right.
And make a living.
Yeah.
And one of them said, you know, aerodynamic trucks didn't quite impress me or attract me, but now I can see it.
Right.
This just makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And so it was great. The tour was really great. We connected with a lot of customers. We realized how a strong, loyal customer base we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a lot of education.
Yeah.
And a couple of people reach out and call me and say, I just want to let you know we're buying a new truck.
Yeah,
we're going with the new engines.
Good.
And we're excited.
It makes sense all the way around because that's what it's all about. It's about making an efficient operation and creating that, because if you think about that, the opportunity to go back and become an owner operator, an entrepreneur again. Now you're talking about something that is where, because if that's where the difference is, you know, it's almost sad, really, that wasn't discovered that before, that the, you know, they didn't look into the equipment or maybe didn't consider that kind of thing because maybe of a misnomer, maybe of whatever it might be, miscalculation or maybe misjudging what the new equipment was. And now they see this and they say to themselves, I should have been doing this before. I'm going to do it now.
Yes. And, you know, in these days, information travels so fast and so farther.
Right.
And, you know, over the last decade, there were some horror stories and some downtime.
Yeah.
But people need to realize that we didn't stand still, that we were working very hard in making and refining the technology and making the products really sound. I can tell you, the engines coming out of our Jamestown plant in New York are probably the best 15-liter engines that we have done in years.
Wow.
What we are seeing and the way they're performing, it's just, wow, we did
it.
Yeah. And we want to see more people realizing that it's a great time to get a new truck.
Yeah.
Benefit the new technology.
Yep.
And you know, just keep America trucking doing well and doing great.
Absolutely, more efficient and better operation for yourself and overall as a fleet in general for America. That really starts to add up very quickly. It's just great stuff. Mario, thank you so much. Now, if they want to learn more about Cummins products, obviously they can go to the website, right?
Absolutely, we have a website, Cummins Engines. .com,
okay.
Where there is a lot of information.
Mm.
There's also another website is smartadvantagepowertrain.com.
Okay.
That is a particularly interesting website. It's a collaboration between two giants of North America trucking industry, Cummins and Eaton.
Yeah.
We got together and created this powertrain that is working together.
Right.
It's benefiting, applying downspeeding, and we're delivering incredible fuel economy.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of fleets that were reluctant to the automated manual transmissions, and they're seeing what the fuel economy they're achieving, and they're converting their fleet over the next couple of years, 100%. To use Smart Advantage powertrain, this integrated powertrain. So there's a website with a lot of information about that. There is even a guide that people can answer a few questions, and we'll tell you what is the right rating, what is the right package for you. We have also something called PowerSpec. It's a tool that allows people to understand what is the best spec and configuration for what they want to do.
Right.
And once you license that tool, you get the ability to talk to your engine, download trip information, modify some parameters to assist your driver in achieve better fuel economy. So there's a lot of great information. So those will be the two main websites that I would like people to check us out.
And keep your ears open, because I know we can't say much about it now, but there's going to be something announced very soon from Cummins?
Yes. You know, we kept it under wraps last year. The trucks, the two trucks that I was telling you about that we drove around with the new engines, the hood was closed.
Yeah.
But later this year, we are bringing the trucks again on the road, and we're also going to be having a major press event. Again, just showcasing American ingenuity and the potential.
Yeah.
And we're going to be unveiling our heavy-duty engine platforms for the future.
Wow.
And we're going to bring efficiency and fuel economy gains. And that's what we're saying, redefining efficiency.
Yeah.
Clayson Cummins defined it. Trucking industry in North America with making the diesel engine the choice.
Yeah.
And we have enjoyed that. It's our time to give it another boost.
That's right.
And we're bringing the latest and greatest.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it again.
Yeah. Wow. Can't wait for it. I can't wait for the announcement. It's going to be great. Mario, thank you so much. And we appreciate your time today. Continued success. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. And I hope to be back.